The G7 just announced a new ban on Russian gold imports. Right. The U.S. said that Western sanctions against Russia would devastate its economy, but that doesn't seem to be happening. The ruble is at its highest in years. Oil profits are soaring. When are these sanctions going to start having the effect that the West and the President Biden has promised?
Oh, they're already having a dramatic effect. Well, first, let's take gold, the thing that we're just announcing. That is the second most lucrative export that Russia has after energy. It's about $19 billion a year. And most of that is within the G7 countries. So cutting that off, denying access to about $19 billion of revenues a year, that's significant. But beyond that, Jake, everything that we've done from the start in imposing these unprecedented sanctions and the export controls is having a profound impact on Russia. Even as it gets oil revenues with higher prices, it's unable to spend them because of the export controls. It can't acquire what it needs to modernize its defense sector, to modernize its technology, to modernize its energy exploration, which means that over time, each of these areas is going to go in decline. Already, we're seeing predictions that the Russian economy will shrink by 8 to 15% next year. The ruble's being propped up artificially at great expense. 1,000 companies, major international companies, have left Russia. They had products that were still on the shelf when they left, but those supplies have now dwindled. Russians were no longer being able to buy what they're used to buying. The standard of living for Russians is dropping. All of this is having an effect immediately, but it's also having a cumulative effect. We've seen a brain drain from Russia. 200,000 Russians, among the most educated, working in some of the most important industries, have left. Many foreigners working in those same industries have left. Mm-hmm. All of this, over time, accumulates.